Yeah, I'll be good. Thank you, brother.
No problem.
Right, look at that. You gonna keep on tagging yourself every week?
Accidentally, not.
Not on purpose. I think it is.
I think it is. I undid it though.
All right, good. At least you caught it.
I always kept the first two.
Yes, indeed. It feels so much better now hearing that. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, man.
Don't send it to her because she's not gonna watch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that's my daughter. That's a lady. You got to save some of those for the right ones.
I got you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Feels good.
Nah, she not. You want to freestyle?
Yo. Nah, I'm not.
So let me stop that.
Okay.
We are here.
Yes.
We are energized.
Yes.
We are one.
Yes.
We fold down.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was unexpected.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I've been a lot of gospel music at different events. You know what I mean? It's been something else. What's up, Steph? What's up, people? What's up, world? Yours truly, DJ Nas, here on the check-in once again for another episode. We're about halfway through our third season, man.
Seemed like that.
Yeah. What season is that? Season 3, Pause for Applause podcast, here alongside the one and only.
Swell, man. Will of Thrill, professional shit talker extraordinaire. Love of the people, the culture, and everything about it. Yep.
Look at me with the time.
What up, though?
Yeah, what up, man? What up, man? Happy Friday Eve.
Happy Friday Eve. That's correct.
Yes. Coco, what's going on? Steph wants to get right to it. Hold on, Steph. Can we introduce? Can we say hi to the people, and then we're going to get into all of that? She's like, yo, let's do it. Sounds like she got something else on her mind.
Where's
the
baby at?
Where's the baby at? Shoot. How you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling awesome, man. Feeling great. Just had a good weekend. You know, it was my dad's weekend, so enjoyed that. This is my Kai Kai's birthday. It was Monday.
Oh, okay, about to say.
Yeah, it was Monday.
How old?
9.
Yes, big 1-9. We are in the game. Okay, okay.
Yeah, so
what does she want for turning 9?
A car. Honestly, a car. Shit. It's coming, boy. Before you know it, that should be it.
Listen.
I already know. I know you know.
Yeah.
I know you know.
Fully aware.
Anybody got a car they want to sell now? A full size SUV.
You know what,
they
know what sell? I you know what I need help with?
What's that?
The insurance. Like I could get
anybody want to pay the insurance. Start a GoFundMe for this.
That's what I need to know right there. Rose, what's going on?
Start a GoFundMe.
Yeah. GoFundMe. You can call it something else.
Insurance fund me.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, man, good week. How was your weekend?
What did you get? I want
to
know.
My daughter's like. She's not really hard to please. She's real autistic. So she's like, that's her thing. Like, and I ain't gonna lie. I know when people say shit about their kids, but it don't really be true.
Yeah.
Trying to gas them. Oh, my son can play ball. And you see some play ball, you be like,
trash.
Yeah. His son is dookie.
Yeah. Your son is barely making water boy level.
I wish I had 2 more hands. She can really draw. Like,
okay.
She's really autistic. And that's her thing. That's her niche. So, like, I just normally did stuff like that. I'm gonna tell you the funniest part about her. Her birthday. So I was like, all right, let's...
Bring that mic a little closer, because I'll be noticing on the playback, like, I'll be like, super
loud. Yeah, I'll be
low. Nah, you good.
All right, so what I noticed is, I was like, so my deal Sunday was like, all right, I'm going to take you out. We're going to go do the pampering thing. I'll go with you. We'll get nails and feet done and all of that, right?
You did all that?
I'm getting to it. This is my plan, right? So I said, all right, Kyle, we're going to go do this, and this. She was like, yeah, I don't want to do that. I said, what? She said, yeah, I don't like getting my nails and my feet done. I was like, oh. Well, what would you like to do?
Well, good morning.
Yeah. Well, hello. What would you like to do then? So she's like, oh, I really don't want to do nothing. I want to hang out. So what I did was we went to the arts and crafts store. We picked out a bunch of stuff.
Mm.
And, like, we bought a bunch of some paint pens and stuff like that and just got creative and, like, just did a bunch of stuff.
Run it up.
So that was the plan.
Run it up.
And then Monday which was an actual birthday, but it was a school night. I took it out to dinner.
Mm.
We did that.
Ain't no school nights on birthdays.
Nah, chill. Saturday, I had a movie night where we watched Raya, a Disney movie. I don't know if you're familiar with.
It sounds out of my range.
Yeah. You passed Ken
the Disney. Was good.
You passed the Disney phase. I'm still in it.
Oh, okay.
I'm still in the midst of it. So we watched
DJ
Raya.
Is proper, G.
The Dragon Princess. It was actually pretty good.
What was the first one called?
The first one. That was it. There's only one of these. Raya. It's a new Disney movie.
Oh,
check it out.
So is Raya the name of the movie? Or that's the name of the star.
R A Y
A. Okay. So what's that about? Go ahead and do a spoiler for that.
And do a spoiler for it. Ruin the whole shit.
Or a Disney movie. Yeah.
Nah, I'm not gonna do that. It was actually pretty good though. I liked it.
And this is on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I just bootlegged it because I ain't got.
I mean, I was an asshole.
Somebody gonna send me the Disney Plus, like login.
Do I have this?
You know what I mean, catch.
I think DM Disney Plus is the only one I don't have.
DM me and I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Which is crazy.
Look at that. Right. Fire. Yeah. You want God real niggas know.
Stand up.
How you describe a Disney movie as real niggas know? What's your problem?
Because come on, yo. A couple of them, listen.
Yeah, a couple of them be trash, but the last couple I watched with them have been good. Yeah. Like the last two I watched was that one.
Kid, what up?
I watched Soul. Soul was good as shit, too.
I still haven't seen Soul.
Soul was popping. That's worth watching.
I may have to find me a free trial out there or something.
Something.
Cause
I get your website. Go out of a little bullish.
Whatever works, man. I can't do certain type of things like
I got you. Yeah. I am joking.
Yes.
Ha, ha, ha,
ha. But the crazy part is, you just made me think of it. That sounds like a dope birthday. Remind me, I got to get her something. I got to get her something for her birthday. Get certificates, whatever. What are y'all with, like Michael's or something like that?
We had Michael's. We were at Joanne's. We went to Hobby Lobby. We was all over the place. Like,
okay.
Really just like...
You hit the circuit. Yeah. You hit the art circuit.
But I had went there before. I had ordered her stuff. Like, because there's a few YouTubers that she likes to watch, too. So I got her. I had ordered some merch from that as well. So
it's trouble.
Plus, her kids ordered my kids. Plus, my sisters had like they bought her like a couple of toys and stuff like that. So she loved it.
Yeah,
sing happy birthday twice. Sing once on Saturday night and then once again on Monday at the restaurant.
That's what's up, Jay so, Fresh. What up?
Then she wound up getting sick right after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Keisha, what's going on?
But she good.
She's good. That's the main thing. You know what I mean? Because 9 is an interesting one. Yeah, and you really came out ahead with that one. Cause I was talking to Kanai's mother the other day about her past birthdays and how much money we spent on the different outings or events from the roller skating to
Ponies.
the bounce houses to, yo, it's every year was something. Every year, right after we do it, we're like, yo, we're not doing this again.
JP.
And we come back right next year.
Here we are.
Here we are again.
Welcome back.
Yo, so you think I would learn?
Man at the register, like, I knew you'd be back. Come on in.
And he was dead right, too. So, I'd say, my daughter's turned 19. I'd say she's had a party of some sort 17 of those years. Well, 16 of those years. Because one year, they had to go out of town. They had a family thing. I remember that was kind of when she was young. So, it wasn't a bigger deal. And the other two, she just blew herself.
16?
Yeah, she blew herself. She got in trouble. Like, nah, we ain't having no party for you. You just got in trouble. Yeah.
Secretly.
Yes. Who you telling? I needed a break. But
and this will teach you a lesson.
So yeah, other than that, I'm gonna get her to rank them. See which one she really remembers after all this time. Cause I remember which ones I spent the most money on. But you know,
Sweet 16 hit pretty hard.
Oh my gosh, 16 rolled over and 17 rolled fast.
16 hit pretty hard.
Yeah,
I was there. I seen it.
Yeah. And thank goodness. Shout out Stacey for helping too. Cause listen, that was
like, yo, what do I do next?
And you know, she still had an attitude. I'm talking about it too much. Uh-oh. But anyway, I'm leaving her alone.
You're in trouble.
But no, she had a good point, though, because the place where we did it at, the tablecloth was a different shade of blue than the rest, or a different, not shade of blue, different color.
Mm-hmm.
It was like off by a little bit. You know how your jeans are getting a little bit faded?
Yeah.
And so it was that much of a difference. She walked in, she's like, yo, what is this?
What's up?
What is this? We cannot work like this.
I did not order this shit. I don't know why we giving her this accent, but
I didn't show you talk like that.
Nah.
But I'm trying to make it sound like I'm not good.
Yeah.
Eldridge, what up, Phil? But yeah, that's what I had to deal with. So,
what's up?
Congratulations on this year, brother.
I appreciate it, man. Thank
Double digits is a big one next year. So prepare, we'll be fully outside.
You saying upset?
Yeah, we'll be fully outside. Remember when I was joking the other day about saying the panoramic was over?
Yeah. So,
how you feel now?
You may be doing something.
Okay.
Yeah, you might be doing
something. Okay.
I see Miss Lance Bottoms got the little $2,000.
The 2K.
She letting 2K outside.
The funny part is when I sent that to you, I posted that, right? And what it was, the AGC, for y'all who don't live in Atlanta, the AJC quoted Mayor Bottoms as saying after May 15th, she's allowing outside gatherings of 2,000 people or less. So when I posted that, a bunch of y'all had jokes, okay?
Hey, the funny part is people don't live in Atlanta like, man, y'all been open.
That's what I'm saying.
What y'all talking about?
My man Jai said the same thing. He's like, what, y'all been on this?
Y'all been outside.
And my father, she's like, what is this, last year?
Yeah.
Yo, you got to relax.
Throwback Thursday picture you putting up.
That's in 2020, right? So, yeah, officially, that's what we're going with. That's officially after May 15th. So that opens up a lot of possibilities.
She should be posting some wild stuff.
Yeah,
remember the All-Star Game one? This is not... Don't come here.
expecting to party.
Party. We're not doing that.
No. NBA All-Star Weekend is a visual on TV thing only.
Keith, chill.
Keith, he was like, chill. Give her a 20. You're about to call the take on that. Just a lot.
Take it easy.
Because we know how that turned out.
Yeah.
But that's what I was calling. I think I'm calling that Monday after Super All-Star Weekend event. At.
No, I'm sorry. Sunday. Get COVID.
That is not an advertisement, man. See, this is why I don't joke about this.
I'm my fault, man. I'm sorry. All right. Real. My bad. I didn't even joke about
it. All right, so we kind of got into the business.
No, we make light of hard times, bro. So
you got to. Got you. Cheers to that. Shoot. You know what I mean? Got to really
laugh
that.
And not cry about it. Yep.
Yeah, indeed. Look at Josh on both channels. So anyway, let's get to the business, man. Let's get to the business because we got a few things. You know what we should start with? I know I asked you to start with.
No, go.
But we need to recap. We need to recap the Ghost and the Ray.
Go.
We need to see who won. See who was right. Cause
I was right.
What did you say your score was gonna be? Wait, first of all, who do you think won?
Ghost.
Okay. And what score?
I think it was still in that. No, don't do that, bro. I'll take a 13-7 on this one.
That's brave.
Brave?
That's brave.
That's too high?
Because that is way too high.
Okay.
I was going to cop out and do 11-9.
11-9?
Yeah. Mm. And it's only because I forgot about that, and Ghost kind of cheated.
But I told you that last week. I was like, yo, fam, that Beyonce record is going to come.
Yes.
Like, and when it hits.
It was
and when it hits, it was like, ooh.
It was just, yo, Ray Cross on the swing.
And it's on the brink of summertime, too?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, come on, fam. The timing couldn't have been better for that.
And the other joint. Okay, that was one.
You was ready to re-download that motherfucker when you heard it.
I got it, my laptop.
I got it. I'm playing that shit tonight.
It went in the playlist, though. Tonight, Crew Lounge, R&B Thursdays.
Hey.
You will hear that. What was I saying? No, it was that. And then I forgot about the Teyana Taylor, his remix verse on that. Which came off crazy. But this was the part I was saying Ghost cheated.
Mm-hmm.
Ray responded to the Summertime record with his Jodeci joint. You got stacks like the International House of Pink. So he came with that, right?
Yeah.
But they started vibing so much, these dudes start singing the whole song.
The whole
and then
every time I close my eyes, fam.
Yo, I was like, yo, we here now. And then he jumped. He went to the bridge on the Jodeci verse.
Like, whoa, too far.
And that's what I'm saying. He cheated
because
he did his verse a cappella, and then his DJ, shout out, oh, man, Thorough and what's his name? And Technician, yo, ridiculous.
Yeah.
But when he scratched back in the beat, I was like, yo.
What are we doing?
How do you score this? Is this a double up?
It was just, it was well done, and I enjoyed it. Yo, I'm going to tell you what. The beats that was playing, like, in between the records.
That was a surprise.
The ones that were just, like, unreleased beats.
The flips.
I was like,
yo,
these shits is fucking hard.
Yeah.
Like, so, I don't even rap, and I was like, yo, let me get this.
Make that take.
Let me get this.
Dub that real quick.
Yeah, let me get this.
Yeah.
Let me step in the booth, man.
So what was your favorite moment from that versus?
Favorite,
what up?
Nah, I just like to see like all the like different members coming out. I don't know like which one I like more than the other one, but just like that.
Seeing
I knew I was gonna see at least three pair of Wallabies.
Yeah, oh, Wallaby King. We just reminded y'all real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Forgot.
But yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Nah, it was just dope, man. My man Ghost had on 17 jackets.
Yeah, he came out of them real quick, too, though.
That was hot.
He's like, y'all seen it?
All right, cool.
We done. We out.
You got a mink with floodlights and a thermal? You are about to die. I know that shit ain't staying on too long.
Yeah, we won't.
From people who do shows under floodlights, we know. Fam, that shit won't be on. we be in here in sweatshirts sometimes. Yeah,
I'm over here thinking,
damn.
Yeah. Glad they got AC on. Shout out Art for doing that.
Super facts.
Yeah, JP says salute to the DJs. That was a whole event. They were dropping.
Yeah, they were going off. That shit was
something else, man. But yeah, that was your favorite part. Ghost Wardrobe.
I just like the different members of Wu coming out and just doing little parts. But I like that part about it. I was like, this was one where like it's like it truly wasn't like no battle because of who they were. Y'all can't battle.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
They try to make it look good.
Yeah, they try to, but it's like, y'all just celebrate.
Definitely tried to...
Yeah, I got you.
Throw some darts.
I got the hatchet with me. Man, if y'all don't sit y'all up, y'all brotherly love asses, man.
Luke, what up?
The shit was good, though, man. I enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed that one. Plus, they playing shit from when I was growing up, so you know that shit was just like a...
Mm.
Shit felt like a throwback. The other thing, like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in the comments heavy that night, and it's only for certain ones.
I saw you.
I was in the comments talking a lot that night. I had a lot on my mind, so it was
It was something. Ghost else. Had a mink, two Pele Pele leathers, a Helly Hansen rain jacket, and two thermos.
Nah, we ain't talking about him yet, Luther. I was debating if he were or not. But no, we're not pivoting yet. But not I wanted yet. To say that this is the first one that was on Triller, on the Triller app.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, not a lot of people, some people were disappointed by the Instagram numbers.
Mm.
They were saying, because I think it topped out at about 105,000 at this at its height. Right. And, you know, compared to the other ones that have been 1.3 million, you know what I'm saying? I get it. But, and I had to get myself educated on this as well.
Talk to me.
That Triller app is a beast.
Yeah?
It's a beast. It's like you knew about it,
mm-hmm.
but you know me, my time is limited. I basically stick to the main three or four social media networks. I had to get on Triller.
Okay.
I did. I was like, yo, they said during the broadcast,
mm-hmm.
749,000 people were watching on the Triller app.
Shit.
Yeah. 100,000 on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
749,000
on Triller. And there was bootlegging on YouTube.
Come on. It's
probably close to a million people watch that.
Yeah.
But Wu-Tang is big, like, globally.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that's the thing that was going to be different from, like, some of the other ones. Like, mm-hmm. Wu-Tang is big globally, not just in the States.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so that shit was probably popping in Germany and...
Guaranteed.
You know what I mean? Like, so...
You can read down these countries that's on the rise. Yeah, read
them all. Like, Wu-Tang is really like
Egypt,
that. You know what I mean?
Japan, Chad,
Korea, like,
Nigeria, like, Cameroon.
It's super, super huge everywhere.
I just realized this is...
Hey, Prince got 3.4 million.
Oh, come on. Come on, Jopie. That's what I'm talking about. He knows. He studies this stuff like I do. And he said, IG numbers were low because of NCAA March Madness. Ain't nobody watching the first two rounds of the NCAA.
Time for that.
Come on, man. Actually, I lie.
Nah, you lie.
They, I think about it like I used to as well. Just because I don't anymore because the time is it's not the same. But outside was open, less TV companies. It was.
Yeah, that's true. All
right, so now that we covered that, you're saying Ghostface won by three.
By three.
And I say he won by 1.5.
Okay.
But we both got Ghost on it, though.
Yeah, I got Ghost.
Okay.
But I wonder if that's my... Nah, it's not my bias. But we both had Ghost to win the thing anyway. It was just a matter of like what the number was going to be.
Yeah.
But it was just... It was fun to watch, man. And that
Raekwon... Let me say this. I'm sorry.
Go.
Raekwon's counterpunching.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost would play this.
Oh, that's what you got.
And he'd come back with this and they'd be like, oh, forgot about that.
Body blow.
I was like, yo.
Nah, they got some shit, boy. Like...
It was well matched up with what Ray did.
He played John Blaze. I was like, God, I used to love this record. Like... I used to play the hell
outside
out of that
New York summertime. Come on, that's what he's talking about.
I used to play the hell out of that record.
Let me play that tonight.
Military intelligence morning. I was like, oh gosh,
because the way Nas started off on the song.
It's
my life.
It goes crazy.
Anyway, because we got some other things to get to.
Yes.
More verses. You want to go somewhere else?
Nah, we good there. But when we on Nas, I'm a.
While
we're in Queens.
Hey, transition time, people. Hold on.
I don't know if you've seen it. That I thought it was kind of dope. Nas' classic Illmatic album gets inducted into the Library of Congress.
Mm. Okay. I really think that album should be a textbook, but that's dope.
Like, if you don't haven't, like, listened to Illmatic, like, just, I don't know what you've been doing, but, like, it really is worth it.
Oh, no, keep going. I think we still, nope, we not. Keep going. Yeah.
So...
Look at me.
Like, that album's unbelievable. Anyway, so I'm going to kind of read you a little bit of it. I thought it was interesting because I never really heard of a hip-hop album or any album for that matter, like, being inducted to the Library of Congress.
I think Vanilla Ice got one.
Yeah, so remember, I'm sitting there looking at it like, so what would be the significance of this and, like, what would that be?
Right.
So Nas' album, Illmatic, has been added to the Library of Congress on Wednesday, March 24th. Librarian of Congress Carla Hayden named the LP one of the audio treasures worthy of preservation for all time based on their cultural, historical importance in the nation's record sound heritage.
Mm.
Yikes.
That's dope.
So just think about somebody talking about that for your work of art. You know what I mean? Your piece of the pie. Like, we all know Illmatic is an undeniable classic, and anybody who doesn't think that, you're wildin'.
Shouldn't be watching this show.
Yeah, you should. I don't know what you're doing here. I mean, I appreciate your viewership, but I don't know what you're doing here. You know what I mean? But like, just to somebody, like, just the government, and I guess in a way, it's like that recognition. I thought that was super dope and kind of underreported. I didn't really see it nowhere. Mm. I just came over it on the humbug. But
I mean,
like,
that's what we do. We dig deep.
Yeah. Deep dive.
Deep dive.
Deep dive.
Nothing bad. Nothing but.
But no, man. So shout out to Queens. Always doing fly shit.
Yes.
Not to Grease. Because he partially from Queens.
Yo. We're not doing that tonight. Hold on. They can't hear me. Go ahead. Get your jokes.
Mike, what up, man? Nah. I'm not going to shit on you unless you hit a fight back.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not throwing lazy punches. We bro, or no, we not fighting.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, man, shout out to Nas, man, and shout out to all that he's done, and just, like, that's a super huge moment for him. Sports.
Yes.
Today was a trade deadline.
For the NBA.
For the NBA, man. I'm not super disappointed, but I kind of wanted my Knicks to do something. But I am excited because they didn't do anything stupid, which is crazy. The small victories we have as Knicks fans, it's like, just don't do nothing dumb. Like, just don't trade 8 first-round picks for fucking... For Victor Oladipo. Just don't do nothing stupid. You know what I mean? But fucking Orlando, your old stomping ground, they had a fire sale. When I tell you, they sold the kitchen sink got ripped out of the fucking arena. They sold Vucevic off. They sold Gordon off. They sold Fournier off. They went crazy. But you're right, JP. I think Denver won, man. Denver got off. That was a nice piece they had. I like Gordon. But you're right. The Knicks did the right thing. They didn't do nothing stupid. I ain't do nothing dumb. Don't do nothing dumb. Yo, JP, I gotta ask you. Like, you think Lonzo getting $20 million from us? I got a feeling he's gonna ask for $20 million, and I hope the Knicks don't give it to him. I don't know how I feel about that. Miami got off too. Miami got added Aldridge and Oladipo. They went off as well. Like, that was they did their thing. I ain't gonna lie. We'll see what happens, man. I'm curious to see what happens next in this buyout market, because you're going to have a few players out there that's still worthy of it. So you got to have that, you're going to have Drummond out there available. But we'll see. I'm just excited to see it. That shit ain't coming back.
But you know why I'm working so hard on it.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
But,
y'all keep talking about sports. I'm sure somebody is listening.
Nah, I'm being entertained by the chat. They I'm conversing with them.
All right.
We had 20 mil. Man, Lonzo going to ask for $20 million. Like, he's going to ask for it. Are we going to give it to him? I don't know. He's going to ask for it, though. He's going to ask for it. I wouldn't mind paying him, like, 16. D. Scott, what up, though? Yeah, so we'll see what happens, though, man. But, yeah, next thing. I don't know if you heard this joint about the movie. Movie's coming out.
Wait a minute, before you go there.
Before I go there.
Talk about Lou Williams coming back to the A.
Talk about Lemon Pepper Lou?
Yes.
All right, so Lemon Pepper Lou coming back to Atlanta. You know what I mean? You already know what that means. Magic City. Keep the wings ready. It's going down.
Oh, man.
Hey, yo. Hey, quietly, playoff Rondo going to the Clippers. All right.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Man. I'm sorry. I was trying to get the stream going on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
So for those of y'all not here for sports. Wait, wrap it up. I don't want to
wrap it up. My fault. I'm talking king shit about Lemon Pepper Lou coming back to Atlanta.
Yeah, that's dope.
Going crazy in Magic City. I can't wait.
It just seems right that he's back in Atlanta.
You know,
really
it's
do.
Meant to be, yeah. Bro. You see what State Farm Arena is in conjunction of Magic City? It's like a $3 Uber. You good, bro.
Yeah, you really be talking like he got part ownership in Magic City, yo.
Yo, they invented the flavor for him, my man.
Yeah, they did.
Like, what are we doing? But nah, man, I'm excited for this playoff push to see what it's going to be like. It's going to be dope.
So the Knicks ain't do nothing stupid.
Nah, nothing.
Why do y'all say, wait, because y'all just blew past that. Why did Denver win?
Denver added Aaron Gordon from Orlando.
Right.
They didn't give up a whole lot. I think they gave up a one. They gave up RJ Hampton, and there's one other piece. I can't recall who it was now.
Okay.
But no, it wasn't a crazy. They didn't give up a crazy amount. I'm gonna tell you who.
Don
who.
Said he does.
Don said he do own a piece of the fish. I seen it. You mean it winged up? You got some ranch on your lip there, Lemon Pepper Lou. Yeah. Oh, Gary Harris is the other one. Trash. Okay. But nah, it was a good deal.
Y'all done?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Okay.
Done with sports? No more sports. But
no more sports is just...
Tyson movie? Tyson miniseries?
Yeah, go with that.
Jamie Foxx?
I didn't hear about this.
You hear about this one?
No.
So Jamie Foxx supposedly is... Well, not supposedly. He's going to play Mike Tyson, which we've all heard the Jamie Foxx,
listen.
Mike Tyson impression.
Like, it's amazing.
We've only heard it for the past, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's been doing it, but, like, they're going to make a series about it, and, like... You know how we know when Jamie get in the character, bro, he goes crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We saw that with Ray and some of his other works. Like, he goes crazy once he gets into those character acting.
He got a lot of stuff coming up.
Bro,
that's what I'm thinking.
Bro, like, Jamie is working, my
guy. He's got a podcast. I'm sure he does. But he also has something coming up on Netflix, a new sitcom. I saw advertised. He's working, bro. Probably won't watch it. But I know he's got a lot of stuff coming up, though.
Like, as far as, like, being talented, that dude is, like, he's off the charts. That dude really can sing.
Yeah.
He's really funny. Yeah. And he really can act.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what else we're looking for. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So, shout out to him. I'm actually super excited about that. Plus, we all, you know, we love Mike, man. Mike did some wild shit. So, I'm curious to see how they're going to, like, what part of it they gonna portray. You know what I mean? What are they going to put into it?
I do remember hearing about.
Because there's so much to do.
I remember
about Mike's life.
I remember them hearing about Robin Givens had sent him a cease and desist to keep her out of it. Mm. So, I don't know how that played out. Right. Maybe some of y'all do. But I do remember that. Like saying, like, yeah, nah, we're not doing this. You ain't about to slander me and me not being involved in getting a check. I'm not saying that's why she did it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's something else.
Nah, I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want my shit in there neither.
Daughter's mother checking in. What up?
Good, bad, or indifferent.
Mm.
Wouldn't my shit in there.
Go. Speaking of watch.
Go.
You know what I've been watching all week?
What's that?
Because it's that damn long.
What?
It's League of Justice.
Oh, for real?
All week, it's 4 hours.
Yeah, I can't get started, bro. Yo, I really want to see it, and I just like I can't. Like, I really want to see it.
The hour and 20 minutes I've seen so far has been dope.
I really want to fast forward the parts of scenery. That's my issue with it.
Like, have you seen?
Can
parts?
I just like just certain parts because they took a lot of the old movie and put it into this one. It's added more.
Adam,
to
what
it.
Up?
So I'm like, this parts of the old one. I don't want to see those.
I don't think I ever saw the old one.
Oh, so yeah, so you good?
Yeah,
it's all fresh to you.
So yeah, so I got. I'm gonna try to finish it. I'm
4 hours of DC movies.
Christine, what
seems
up?
Excessive,
but it's good though. Like
nah,
I said,
sure.
The first
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch it. Anyway, all right. The idea of a 4 hour movie is scary to me.
Well, I mean,
you
that's
my
why
problem.
I, didn't go
is, I got so much shit to watch. It's not even funny.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Nah, I really do. I really only one show I really want to watch. I ain't gonna lie to you.
What's that?
Snowfall.
Okay. And you haven't been keeping up?
I ain't watched not one yet. So
let me tell you
don't
what happened last week.
For real?
Yo,
don't be that guy.
Listen.
You're better than this.
Come on. Because you know I work on Thursday, so I get to watch it
you're
at some point over the weekend.
You're better than this.
Right? So I watched it on Sunday, I think, right?
You're better than this.
Let me take what Franklin did, right?
You're better than this. Don't be that guy.
Come on. We got into the argument in a minute.
Yeah, you're better than this. Don't do that. don't be that guy. You really want the people to see us really go at it.
See, JP said the same thing.
Yo, I know, man. I'll be doing shit.
Have you seen any of the episodes this season?
No, like I didn't watch any episode. But all right,
yo.
So let me tell you.
Go
my,
ahead, throw the
let me tell
split.
You my
Go
thinking
ahead.
Behind it.
Go ahead.
Because I know
the thinking.
When I start watching it, like I hate when it's one episode. I'd be like, I really be wanting to just watch the season of Snowfall. Like,
man,
when come
we're
on.
4 episodes in though.
Oh, so it's coming. This weekend is the weekend.
Okay.
I'll be caught.
Because next week.
When we coming here.
Next week.
I'll be caught up.
I'm just telling you.
I ain't lying. I got a whole weekend. You know what I say? My dad weekend either. So you know I ain't got shit to do.
Alright.
So I'm about to be Snowfalled up.
That sounds crazy.
Snowfall. Get your cocaine ready. We all out.
That sounds crazy. Africa said the same thing. Listen. All right, so you got 1 week.
You shouldn't
like
the way a nigga looked at you.
Look at his face.
Yo, Franklin, you on this shit, boy.
Yo.
Oh, man, listen. Good show.
It's a great show. It's a great show.
I love that show, man. Rest in peace, John Singleton.
Yeah, indeed. Yes, indeed.
That show is dope as hell.
But speaking of comedy.
Go.
This guy, Derek Jackson.
Nigga.
Let's do this and keep it limited because, like,
please.
You know me, I don't like
this.
Talking about BS
ahead,
so
man.
Long. So it's 6:54 now.
All right.
Because I already
put
know it's
going
to go. We putting the clock on
put
this.
Put the clock on DJ.
Let's start with a little, all right. Had you heard of him?
Never.
Okay. That's question number one.
Never.
That's question number one. And y'all know we don't normally do this, but I'm gonna give you 2 minutes and then we go on to something else.
Got to.
So this came out of left field for you.
Yes.
And I want to talk to you because I was familiar with him for other reasons and business things.
Okay.
Another one, for other reasons why. What did you think when you first saw this? Other than saying, what the hell is this? And why is it on my timeline? Other than that.
I thought this, yo, honestly, man, and I don't mean to heat sis, because I mean, I respect marriage and all of that shit. She looked like she was in a sunken place. And the first thing I thought was, yo, why she got on this fucking bonnet? Like, y'all didn't know y'all was going to do this?
All right, time out. Let's make it clear. I know it's been funny. And I like facts.
Yeah.
It's not a bonnet. If you zoom in on it, you can tell it's just a hat.
Yeah.
They just ran with the bonnet thing.
Yeah. I'm going to go with bonnet.
I'm going to go.
Mama named Clay. I'm going to call him Clay.
Steve Harper said, and the number one answer is.
Yes.
But, yeah. But just for the record, it's not a bonnet. And I don't know a lot about bonnets, obviously, but so, I know they don't look like that.
So obviously, I don't know who the hell he was. Said bonnet for 500.
Yo, y'all gotta get off the
show. Yo, I'm crazy.
Y'all gotta get off right
so,
now.
So, you know, after watching, I'm like, what the fuck is this about? So I had to get somebody to talk, tell me about it. So I go look at some of the other videos. I was like, oh, this is this guy. This is this dude.
Driver's seat counselor.
I hate to tell y'all this.
Driver's seat motherfuckers shamer. Motherfuckers
that be online, you should not be taking. This dude is not the messiah. You know what I mean? He a regular dude, bro. Mm. He fucked up. Shit happens. I wasn't even mad at him. Hey, you fucked up, bro.
That simple?
I hated the fact that he did the video.
Well, let me give you a background on it.
This is my thing. You don't owe me no fucking apology. The person you apologize is the motherfucker you're holding hands with on this goddamn screen.
Well, he's selling. He's still got a...
I know he got shit to sell. Yeah. Fuck all that. Yeah. I wasn't buying that shit before, so maybe to me, that's why I didn't have that effect.
What's up, Kim?
What's up, Bree? Ashley. I'm sorry.
That was good. that was good. This dude has a real super following.
Yeah.
In various circles. It's not just relationship stuff.
Like, book sales went up.
Listen, they went up. Oh, my gosh. She needs to write one now. But that's why the magnitude was... you know me. Yes. There's certain things that pop off every week on social media, mm-hmm. and I call it the uproar of the week. This had enough numbers to qualify as an uproar. You know what I'm saying?
Got to watch it.
I mean, it'll be going by Saturday, but, you know, Tuesday through Thursday...
Oh, yes. It's popping.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the funniest part of the shit is some of the people that was doing parodies of it. Those were the shits that was entertaining. Those are the shit.
Which one are you talking about?
Oh, the one with the chick that was sitting on the couch with a man talking about, I was eating ass on the subway, the restaurant, the bathroom. I was like, God damn, that shit was actually really funny.
I didn't see that. I'm kind of glad I did see that. How to Heal Without Hurting. That's right, exactly. Yeah.
So JP saying he was shitting on dudes. So JP, after I saw the thing, I actually went and watched like little clips of his shit. So I realized who the hell he was. A clown.
Wow.
Sorry, boss.
Wow.
Call it what it is.
Okay. I'm not defending him. I just ain't think you're
right,
gonna go
but it's so crazy to do that shit. That's why you don't shit on other people, bro. Mm. That's why you don't do it.
He was trying to help.
Help who?
Help people heal.
He's helping himself by selling books. Good for you. I ain't mad at you, bro. Let me get some produce from that. Want to do an interview? You think about doing interviews? Derek, come holler at me. I ain't going to make too many jokes. Come talk to me.
I got his contact info. You want
to call? Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, man. That's a big nigga, though. I'll shoot the shit out of you, Derek. Don't get fucking frisky in here, big guy. Because what we not going to do is fight.
You see how he's holding his wife's hand, right? Just like we rehearsed.
You're squeezing the shit out of her. I seen a tear coming to her. I felt like getting a little teacup and circling that motherfucker.
Oh, wait, we over the limit. All right, we done. Sorry, anything else? No. Like I said, we're not doing that because we got things to talk about.
Okay.
Let me talk about something good for a second.
Go.
That I just saw because, you know, some hip-hop gets back stuff. Can I get some hip-hop gets back news in for a minute? Hold on. Let's transition out of that nonsense because y'all can have at it. I know y'all want to talk about it some more.
Nah, we ain't doing that.
Congratulations. We're not going to do it.
Celebration.
Pep Rally Boys. This is some Atlanta Central stuff.
Oh, okay, let me hear this. I ain't heard
this. Pep Rally Boys are two young brothers that we've been working with. Hip Hop is Back. They've been to our events. They volunteered. They performed and done different things like that since they started. Follow them on Instagram, at Pep Rally Boys. What they pointed out about 3 weeks ago was that the basketball courts in the city of Atlanta, what's missing?
Hoops.
Yes. No rims. So... they started going on social media and put together a little petition. Mm-hmm. They put together an awareness of people of like, yo, all these places are open. These clubs are open. The kids just want to play. Mm-hmm. We just want to have somewhere to go and play. Like, why can't we get the rims back on the basketball courts?
That's a fact.
So they, for the last, I'd say, 3.5 weeks now, they had a gathering 2 weeks ago. I wasn't able to make it, but I still reposted it just to show support. Just to get the rims, but like, yo, because they're making a good point. Like, everything else is open. That's Why can't the kids be out here playing?
That's valid.
You know what I mean? The kids need something to do. I'm almost quoting him.
Yeah.
So.
Especially since we just talked about that 2,000 people being allowed outside.
Exactly, being allowed outside.
So, don't be 2,000 people in the pub.
As of today, and I don't want to misquote the young brother, because this was big for him to do that. The city of Atlanta, and I think it's another couple of the surrounding areas. The rims are going back up.
Nice.
Parks. Basketball courts will be back open.